there are gifted people, and you hear them write, and you go, you've just got it. I don't think I'm one of those people. I've written hits, but I've written a few songs where I go, there's something magical about this, as if it's arrived fully formed from another place. But generally it's hard graft, and I think it's a good thing for people to hear that. I think it's better that you learn that it actually is a process, and you think about it, and there's little snatches of inspiration, but you can learn. There are strategies and techniques, and you need to apply them. And the big one for me is structure. I'm a big person on how songs are put together. I find a lot of people often, they've got the content is okay, but they don't know how to put it together. They don't recognise that a chorus needs to weigh more than a verse and has a different type of content to a verse. And I think the songwriting process is recognising, as ideas are coming to you, that feels more like a chorus and that feels more like a verse.
How musically talented do people have to be in order to benefit from the workshops or even to participate?
We place no musical or age limitations on the Song Trails workshops. So we have age groups from, we have classes of school kids through to people in their middle ages. And we have people who can play a little bit. The common one is people play a little bit of guitar and sing a little bit. But this isn't a prerequisite. We also have had people who write, like to tinker with words. And I know Robert Forster, who's on our team coming to Far North Queensland. Robert, famously a member of the Go-Betweens, he's our text man. He's very big on text. He's particularly tuned into people who deal in the currency of language. And often, you know, we do these little writing exercises in the workshops, and often it's Robert whose antennae go up, and he spots fine writing in a way that sometimes I miss it, you know, but Robert zones in on it, and suddenly you see him diving across the room in a break and going, would you mind if I could have a look at that again? And it's a lovely thing to see. I love having Robert on board for that reason.
The four musicians who are going to be holding the workshops, yourself, Rebecca Barnard, Leah Flanagan, Robert Forster, pretty diverse selection of artists. How did it come about that you four were chosen?
Well, Deborah, this is the second time I've done it, and it's the second time I've done it with Robert and with Rebecca. And Leah Flanagan, who I haven't done Song Trails with before, actually did do Song Trails, but she was in the other team last time. So I've had some contact with Leah as well. Robert had never done this sort of work before, but Deborah and I were tossing around names, and we just going, who is, you know, who are the classic iconic Queensland songwriters, you know, or music figures, you know, and sort of going, well, Ed Cooper, Robert Forster, you know, and I'm always too nervous to call any of these people. You know, they're just sort of lofty names. But she was already dialing Robert's number while I was, you know, suggesting names. So he was super keen to do it.
Now, the four of you are actually going to be collaborating for the concerts as well. And one of those concerts this year we have in North Queensland as a bit of a diversion from the post-Yasi cleanup. How do you go about negotiating the dynamics of the four very separate artists on stage? Do you form a supergroup? How does it work?
I love this supergroup. It's like Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, isn't it?
Just like that.
There are various ways of approaching the Song Trails concerts. And our way of approaching it was always to sing the songs that were written on the workshops while we were travelling. And we always try to write songs in the workshops. We don't just sort of arrive and talk about songwriting and sing a few hits. We actually get that out of the way. We roll up the sleeves and work with the punters who come. So we will try to do that at Innisfail. We'll try to sing whatever songs we've collected, but it's in the middle of the week, so we don't know how much material we'll have generated, let alone what time we've had to prepare it. And I expect we'll also, I know I'm going to be digging into my kit bag of, you know, songs, you know, old Boom Crash songs and anything that I think people might know. I think it might be nice to do that. There's something for me. I'm not a recognisable figure. You know, I played the guitar in Bonecrash Opera and I wrote a lot of most of the songs. So it's odd when I sing them because they don't sound like the hit records that everybody knows. But at the same time, by clearing away the, you know, the expensive record production and all of the other sort of the noise that that band used to make, at the end of it, what you're left with is a song. It's quite interesting to hear that.
Now, you will be travelling through, in order to reach some of the workshops, you'll be travelling through areas that have been quite badly cyclone affected. How interested in seeing those regions are you?
Well, we're interested not in a rubberneck way. I think the whole eastern seaboard was, you know, there were rolling disasters over summer. We heard, you know, the whole situation in Brisbane and in that hinterland was really well publicised, as everyone knows. And this I think it's tended to overshadow what happened up in far north Queensland. And I think it's important that we realise that the disasters happen very quickly and the devastation happens really quickly, but the rebuilding process is very slow and takes a long time. And I guess that's what I would be sensitive to, travelling through those communities.